Hello and welcome to Spotlight on Asia on Radio France International. I'm Roslyn Hyams. To Mongolia today, where a drought followed by a harsher than usual winter has left herds of livestock depleted in some areas of the country. What's known as a dzud is this kind of winter, when livestock are unable to graze and die in large numbers. It has serious consequences for humans as well. Speaking from the field in northwest Mongolia in Uvs province, badly affected by dzud, Davaj Argol Basansuren, who is the team leader in the Mongolian Red Cross Society's disaster management program, explains the situation.
This year, actually, Mongolia is having quite difficult winter, and then we are having quite nationwide dzud this year, and then this year of the time is quite critical also, because animals will give up, and then that means lots of animals will die in future in this spring. We are providing 240 households, shelter households, with the food and the cash. Last year we had the drought, and then this year we had a very extreme cold and then huge snow, and then all this combined situation deteriorates. Right now, herders are identifying biggest needs is hay and fodder for their animals, and then also food and warm clothes.
In footage shot by aid workers while relief goods were distributed to herders, we see piles of animal carcasses, sheep mostly, heaped up on a frozen ground. I spoke to Hlir Gudjonsson of the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies. He's in charge of East Asia and based in Beijing. The IFRC has launched an emergency appeal to help herders who have lost their livelihoods. Gudjonsson has just returned from one of the dzud-hit areas, and he says that people there are so desperate they leave the countryside for urban areas, where they may find themselves not much better off.
This drought resulted in insufficient growth of grass in the grasslands, and consequently the animals of the Mongolian herders were not able to fatten themselves sufficiently to be able to withstand the severe winter that came afterwards. There have been temperatures down to minus 50, minus 60 degrees Celsius, and there's also been very heavy snowfall. The latest figures show that about 360,000 animals had died at the beginning of this month, and it is estimated that up to 1.2 million animals are going to die before the end of the total count in Mongolia is around 50 million animals. But the disaster is concentrated in certain areas of the country. And in these areas, a very, very high proportion of animals has been dying. So it is very unevenly distributed. For example, in the northwestern province of Uvs that we visited recently and met with herders that had lost most of their animals. And what happens when they lose the animals is that they have no remaining livelihood. It's absolutely nothing that they can do there except herd animals. One of the most alarming things about this winter is also the prices of animal products. Products like meat and cashmere wool, which is the mainstay of their income, has been extremely low, often so low that they haven't even been able to cover their costs. And consequently, the herders who are poorest, those who have the smallest herds, they're very severely affected. And they basically have no cash left to buy basic necessities.
Why is it that the prices went down?
The reason for the low prices can be traced to a great extent to the bad economic situation in Mongolia. They have suffered a quite severe slowdown in the economy, and this is one of the reasons why prices have been very low. And there has also been an oversupply of products because there's less demand. And this disaster is in a way also a little bit forgotten because it's a slow onset disaster. It's not a disaster that happens suddenly that makes breaking news. It's something that has been happening over several months.
The people you're helping are largely people who can't move. Otherwise, people are leaving the countryside and going elsewhere. They're leaving their traditional homes.
In the grasslands, there's not really anything that people can find to do to sustain themselves except herding animals. In very few cases, they can find a job such as herding animals for somebody else. But unfortunately, in too many cases, they are forced to move to population centers, for example, the outskirts of Ulaanbaatar, where they will be forced to live in really squalid slums, and because they have no other livelihood skills than just herding. They have no occupational skills. A part of our appeal consists also of livelihood support for the people who will be forced to leave. This is, for example, vocational training and small business grants.
The IFRC reckons 7,000 Mongolian herder households are seriously affected by extreme winter conditions. Some have lost more than half their sheep, goats and cattle. You're listening to Spotlight on Asia on RFI with me, Roslyn Hyams. David Hadrill is an animal production and health expert with the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations, the FAO. He's also part of a research group called LEGS, which stands for Livestock Emergency Guidelines and Standards. He says the extreme climate is part of the problem, but also, he says, there are too many animals to feed.
Mongolia always has a severe winter, and every winter some animals perish. But it seems that these severe winters are becoming perhaps more frequent. But I think the other trend is that the livestock population of Mongolia has really substantially increased in recent years and has probably reached a level which is unsustainable. I mean, when the previous Zud winter occurred in the winter of 2009-2010, I think the livestock population was around 33 million head, the national herd. It was, when I was there in November, about 56 million. And when it was 33 million, people were always already saying it's too many for the pasture to sustain. And now it's really reached a point where it's very, very difficult for people to get their animals into fat enough condition in order to get them through the winter, especially if there are drought conditions of preceding summer.
Hadrill witnessed the Mongolian Zud firsthand this past winter. Food security is a tough challenge, he says, but they're working on it.
Well, the herders themselves have their traditional systems of moving with their animals to where there is more food. They have a migration system known as otto. They have traditional winter grazing areas. But there are just so many animals now that there's a scarcity of sufficient grazing in order to supply the needs. And the government itself has state reserves, but there's more demand for grazing animals in these reserves than the amount of facilities available. It's just the sheer numbers of animals which are causing problems at the moment. FAO has looked at ways of helping herders to conserve fodder and helping to have fodder reserves for the winter. But I think this year FAO is recommending more innovative approaches. In previous ZUDs, the focus has been on providing feed to reduce the mortality of animals in order to get as many animals as possible through the winter. That hardly seems appropriate when there is such an unsustainable livestock population. And so the focus has been more on trying to stimulate marketing. And the market, when I was there in November, had actually almost collapsed. Prices were 50% or less for meat and for hides and skins than in previous years. The price of cashmere wool from the goats had also dropped. There's a real need to encourage and facilitate export of animals from Mongolia in order to get income for the herders in that way and to sustain a population of the livestock which can be in balance with the environment.
The winter in Mongolia usually lasts until May. More than a million animals are likely to die before then. It may be nature's way of culling the herd so that the land can support them and itself, but their Mongolian owners are struggling to find a way so they can all survive. From me, Roslyn Hyams, until next time, goodbye.